You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Pretty funny story coming out yesterday with Taylor Swift. She yesterday released a previously unreleased track from her album Fearless, which was from 2008. So it's a 13-year-old track that she's just now releasing. And the song is called Mr. Perfectly Fine, and it's a shot at Joe Jonas, because if some of you can remember back that far, she was all over the place. I think she was on Ellen back in 2008, talking about how Joe Jonas broke her heart. So she wrote this song called Mr. Perfectly Fine. And what's funny about it is that Joe Jonas's wife, actress Sophie Turner from Game of Thrones, came out, and you'd think that she'd be defending her man, you know, and getting in Taylor Swift's face. No, she took Tay-Tay's side in the whole thing. And somebody had a really funny comment. They said that Sophie Turner, quote, is a Swiftie first and Joe Jonas's wife second. I love that
That's
story.
Pretty good.
That's really good. So check this out. The Masters Golf Tournament, one of the majors, gets underway today in Augusta, Georgia. But it's going to be without Tiger Woods, who is sitting on a couch just a few hours south of there. He's recuperating at his home in Florida. We finally got some details about his car crash out of the L.A. County Sheriff's Office. And what they, you remember you and I were kind of poking at the Sheriff's Office a few days ago because they were not releasing any details about Tiger's crash, where if it had been you, Jeremy, they would have put that information out immediately.
Yeah, it was very hush-hush. It was very weird. Yeah, now we know something, right?
Yeah, well, get a load of this.
Speed.
They think Tiger was doing about 85 in a 45 zone.
Yeah, that'll get
85
you.
85 in a 45.
That'll get you if you're not paying attention.
That's when it crossed the median. It was still doing about 75 miles an hour when it collided with a tree on the other side of the road.
And the trees always win.
Isn't that the truth?
Yep.
There's still some questions as to whether Tiger was conscious when he crashed into the meeting or whether he'd fallen asleep or whatever. He was definitely dazed. He didn't even remember the accident. He didn't remember driving.
Wow. Man.
But there was a little black box data recorder in the vehicle, and it shows that he was still hitting the gas, no pressure at all on the brake, when he was hitting the tree.
Man, he's lucky to be alive.
Tiger has released his own statement now, thanking the first responders and the, quote, good Samaritans who came to help and called 911. TMZ is on it, though. They're releasing all the details of his actual injuries. Laceration to the lower front jaw, fractured right tibia and fibula, possible right ankle injury, and an open fracture on his right leg below the knee.
That doesn't sound that bad.
You know, some of those sheriff's people were saying that he should not have been alive.
He is so lucky to be alive. And how do you get behind the wheel again of a car after something like that? You know, I'd be terrified.
Is this one of those things, Jer, where if you're worth, because he's worth, what did we say, $300 million?
A lot.
$200 or $300 million?
A lot.
You almost should have a driver all the time, especially with his history of automobile-related problems. This is his third.
Yeah, it's time. It's time to get a driver.
So, wouldn't you like a driver?
No.
You wouldn't.
I wouldn't.
I would.
No.
I would love it.
Unless I'm going downtown or something where parking is horrible. Yeah, give me a driver there.
But man, I just want to ride in the back. Some of those cars now have the things that a tray folds down like on an airplane.
Oh, wow.
Put your laptop on there, sit in the back seat.
Nah.
Listen to a podcast, do some work.
I'd rather be driving down the open road with the radio cranked up. Yep.
I've had enough of that in my life. What else is trending?
Well, here's some local stuff floating around. Jefferson County businesses and residents moving to the more restrictive level yellow this Friday, 6 a.m. Guess y'all are running around making out with each other or something, because the numbers are ticking up in Jeffco. So there's that. Operations at the Max Vaccination site at Dick's Sporting Goods Park in Commerce City have been put on pause after multiple adverse reactions to the J&J vaccine yesterday. Something like 11 people started having weird reactions to it. So they said, you know what, that's enough to shut it down for a little bit, find out what's going on, and make sure it's safe to reopen. They had to turn away like 600 people yesterday, which is a huge bummer. So hopefully they get things squared away with that. And then here's some good news. Waterworld is reopening this summer. Pull out your one piece, Dom. They're going to reopen for the 2021 season, May 29th, Memorial Day weekend, at reduced capacity, of course.
I like how they're telling everybody to wear a mask except when you're in the water.
That chlorine will take care of it. No problemo. According to style experts, a.k.a. Jer Bear here, fashion from the early 2000s is now back, Dom.
Such as?
Low-rise jeans, cargo pants, yes, halter tops, baby tees. No word yet on the no-pocket jeans, flashy belts, or chunky necklaces. but they do say that the early 2000s is back in style. Love it. That was a good fashion time. I think everyone looked pretty good. When was the denim on denim, Justin Timberlake, Britney Spears? That was 90s, wasn't it? Where he wore that denim suit and she had
the denim dress.
That was 90s, I think. So maybe that won't be making a comeback. I posted this on our Facebook. They released a new clip from the Ghostbusters Afterlife movie that's going to be coming out. I'm excited for this because I'm a dork. New clip features Paul Rudd, who's in the movie, browsing the grocery store when a bunch of miniature Stay Puft Marshmallow Men start causing chaos. Now, here's the thing. They're calling this the Baby Yoda effect now in movies. You're going to see a lot more movies introduce cute, cuddly little characters, little creatures whose sole purpose is to explode all over social media, explode in the toy store section, in the toy aisles.
I was going to say merchandise.
The merch, the t-shirts, it's just like Baby Yoda who's all over the toy aisles. The Minions, go back a few years, like the Gremlins characters, you know. So now they're saying this, the miniature Stay Puft Marshmallow Men, you'll see a ton of these little toys everywhere now. And if you watch the clip, they're pretty cute, Dom.
I'd rather just get a bag of little marshmallows, mini marshmallows.
And then country fans, concerts are coming back. I do have to give a shout out because I love Eric Church. I love him. He announced the dates for his Gather Again tour. It's going to hit 55 cities this fall, including this here Ball Arena, Dom, October 15th. Tickets go on sale Friday, May 7th. We got a few days.
We got a month.
Friday, May 7th. I may or may not have reached out to our good buddy Dave Fleck, general manager and senior vice president of KSC Radio, for tickets, Dom. Mm-hmm. I'll get two if you want to join me. I'm just going to throw that out there, buddy.
What about your wife?
You have to fight Nicole for them.
I might be able to take
you
her.
Might, yeah, hey,
maybe.
There you go. Let me give you one more what the heck story today. This dude is 59 years old. His name is Kevin. He's a home inspector in Michigan. And a few weeks ago, he's inspecting a house for some new buyers, and the homeowner happened to go back and check the nanny cam. They had little cameras set up around the house, and they saw Kevin doing something in one of the bedrooms. He found a stuffed Elmo doll in one of the bedrooms, Dom, and
went to town on it.
Get it on with Elmo.
Wasn't pictures. Just tickling him, huh?
There's a lot of pictures going around this. They called authorities. Kevin was hit with charges of aggravated indecent exposure, malicious destruction of property. He was also charged with ew. The judge also banned him from being alone inside any homes. And of course, when they reached out to Elmo for comment, here's what Elmo had to say. There you have it. All right, let's do clickbait.
You'll hear about that.
What?
Move on. Hurry.
No, we won't.
Hurry.
You're crazy. I'm amused. Let's go to our Facebook. Let's all go to our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Check out a woman named Anaya Williams from Houston. She had the Guinness World Record for the longest fingernails.
This is insane.
Although she just decided to chop them off. She had a dermatologist cut them off with an electric rotary tool. But I have her before picture. Her nails were 24 feet 7 inches to be exact.
Wow.
Wow. She's been growing them for 30 years. She says she's grateful for the time that she had with her nails, but now she's really excited to use the restroom without any problems,
fearless trip to the job.
As to be expected. But check out these nails, bro. They're on our Facebook. Search Tom and Jeremy.
Clickbait's brought to you by Boyer's Coffee, the smoothest tasting cup in the Rocky Mountains. Look for Boyer's Coffee in your local grocery store. I did not get to the story about pet therapy, but we'll talk about it in a little bit here on the Dom and Jeremy Show.